How is everybody doing? Welcome to episode number 32 of Free Markets Green Earth. I'm Nikki P here as always with the Liberty Hippity. How are we doing, Mr. Ben?
Oh, I'm doing great, Nikki. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, we got Uncle Ben with us, not an Uncle Tom. So that's a good start. You know, you don't have the pigment.
I got some rice on the stove though.
Do you still got the dreads though?
No, they disappeared.
Okay, the wife got pissed, I take it.
Well, it's just kind of a few things happened.
That you caught them on fire. You're blazing in the attic and just poof, up they went.
Gone, just like that.
So we have an episode today. We're going to do a little bit of a potpourri episode. We touched very, very briefly and kind of tangentially on what the fuck's going on in Australia. And, you know, we found the fun thing to talk about, which was the girl flashing her ass for, you know, money for Australia. But I don't know that I had any real conception of what's going on over there or what's abnormal or, you know, what it... I know it's affecting things and it's important and all that, but I don't know that we really had any concrete ways of thinking about that. And then Ben threw this meme up in one of our groups. We talk environmental shit. And Ben got taken to task almost immediately. So why don't you tell us... It is a good meme if you're like me and you like the dark shit. And if you've ever seen my wife, of course I like the dark shit.
It was indeed a little dark, and yeah, it might have been a little too soon. I don't know. It says the animals of Australia, and then
I don't believe anything that like takes time. Like if you can laugh at it ever, you can laugh at it now.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no, it's good. I'm not that concerned about it. But this is the animals of Australia, and it's got different labels throughout the poster, like you'd see on the wall that labels the different dinosaurs of the Cretaceous period or some such. And instead of the actual pictures of the animals, they're just little piles of charcoal.
You heartless monster, you.
Yeah, you know, there's a duck-billed platypus, koalas, there's wallabies, and they're just all the same charcoal. And, you know...
It's an asshole thing to do, like, without question, but it is quite funny.
It is. And, in the long run, I think that's probably true of all of us, isn't it? We all turn back into, I don't know, pressure-cooked organic matter.
Yeah, ashes, dust and donkey. We know Major Tom's a flunky. Sorry, you got me thinking David Bowie singing Ashes to Ashes all of a sudden.
Well, you know, do what I can. But so that meme went up, and there's a guy from, I believe he's from Australia.
He seemed to allude that he was.
Yeah. Yeah. It made it seem that way. But one of the things that came out of that little bit of dialogue there was that the actual country, the actual government of Australia has gone ahead and placed legislation to actually kind of hamper the export of koalas.
Let's kind of rephrase that, because the way you said that makes it seem like that was a response to the fires, was to keep all the shit burning longer. Australia had already had in place restrictions on the wildlife leaving Australia in an effort to keep Australia unique, is what they said.
Yeah, can't have koalas and duckbill platypuses everywhere. No one will want to go to Australia, right?
Why the hell would you? It's fucking on fire.
But yeah, so that you know, got to keep it unique, and I mean, that's for no other reason than tourism, and you know, that's what does that do in the end? And here we see it, you know, you don't have these koala populations anywhere else. You know, you might find a few in a zoo, but I doubt there's any sort of breeding programs outside of Australia or anything like that. And these fires are wreaking havoc on them. They really I think, as we all know, as any good steward of the earth knows, koalas have syphilis. So you stay away from them. But
you love that, don't you?
I just find it highly amusing. But the only Kangaroo Island, which is the country's only disease-free population of koalas, is looks like it's off the map. So, and I'm gonna have to start sending penicillin to Australia, I guess. I don't know.
It's awful to think about this. Like, and that's hubris. Like, that's greed. And the thing is that that's not greed perpetrated in any way that people like to think of it. They like to think, oh, well, evil corporations do what they can to protect profits. And you know what is a good way to protect profits? Not have all of your shit in one place where it can be destroyed. Especially a place that we know every year has horrible wildfires. And that was something that I was also not aware of that we kind of stumbled upon while researching today. So I knew that it was like a cyclical thing or cyclical, but I wasn't aware like how long the season can last. Because it's not something we have here. But apparently, Australia's, like, the wildfires, looks like they start in, like, September or October. Because I can see articles talking about losing koalas all the way back then. And we're just now hearing about it. Which is really amusing to me. Because that's a pretty big thing. A pretty big deal. And it went right through that whole Greta Thunberg, debacle. When, God, it would have been so useful back then.
I feel like I saw it a few times kind of pop up that there's these wildfires and it's due to climate change that, the weather's warmer and I don't know, there's fires are more likely because there's not enough rain and blah, blah, blah. You know, and I think I saw that, but it was very brief, you know, and it's popped up now again. But yes, and some of these fires, like I think two dozen people accused of lighting some of the fires since September. So, some of it's man-made. It's not necessarily just, these fires that have sprung up from lightning or what have you.
So here in America, we've got mass shooters. And over in Australia, they've got people burning down the entire fucking continent.
Yeah. I mean, that's a scary thing, you know. I know we get fires sometimes out in California, but I've never really had to deal with them at all. So it's kind of... I can't quite imagine.
I like to stay places where there's water. I mean, okay, so, and this is one of the things that I know we've touched on it in the past in reference to, I think, Hurricane Katrina. And it's the idea of the ways in which government pretends like more places are habitable that aren't. And it's frustrating to me because my heart feels for people that lose everything, you know, because they live in a place where awful things happen. But, like, we're talking about a situation here where we fucking know every year that these fires happen. Yeah. And it happens to be a drought year, basically, is the issue.
Yeah, I think most of it's pretty much on the interior, which I believe is not highly inhabited by people. It's mostly, like, you know, wild places and pasture lands and stuff like that. But
so the idea being if you live out there, then you have a reason to kind of be away from the people.
Yeah, I guess. Now you're forced into the city. Not sure. I wonder if it's, you know, like kind of out west, we have our fires and a lot of the times that's kind of spurred on or exacerbated by our forest policies, you know, in terms of letting things burn sporadically so that you don't get the buildup of the undergrowth stuff. And so I wonder what that's like over there in Australia, if that has anything to play into it, if that's what kind of really allowed these things to get to such massive proportions.
I'm absolutely positive. I mean, their legal system tends to be pretty like California in a lot of ways from my experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah, I was trying to find some laws, some information out there on what you can import and what you can export. And trying to find laws anyway is it's not an easy task, but it was just a mess, man. It was just insane the amount of if this, then that, then this, then that. And the websites are all down anyway. I guess they're getting swamped by people that are trying to evacuate koalas and whatever else Australia has to evacuate.
And there is an awful lot of that going on. I know I was reading articles. I mean, and this is, let's people be clear. The evacuation thing has actually been going on for at least two, 3 months. I know I saw, was reading articles about American zoos evacuating koalas all the way back in October. So it's odd that this is kind of hitting when it's hitting, I guess. It's not a new thing.
Yeah, I wonder why it's popping out now. It's just kind of a lull in the news cycle, or if it's
no, and a lull. I think that's the point. It's got to draw us away from the Iran conflict. They got to focus on something else.
Well, yeah, and that was the other thing, right? Is it a lull in that, like, you know, Iran's over and now we're on something new, or is it a deflection into something new to fill the void?
In my experience, news is always a deflection. So there's that.
Oh. All ops, yeah.
But there were a couple other interesting articles that we stumbled on while we were looking at Australia. You brought another one to my attention, which, if you read the headline, sounds absolutely bonkers. Like, oh my God, this is so horrible. I can't believe anyone would do this. These terrible, awful people. But then if you actually read the article, you go, oh, this actually isn't a thing. It's they made it sound as awful as they possibly could in the headline. And the article you sent me was actually about a Canadian company, which they say Canadian company, what they don't tell you that it's the Canadian Pension Fund. Like, it's a public entity.
Yeah.
Buys a large basin of water during a drought where they have water restrictions in, you know, Australia. They also don't, they make it sound like, oh, so they're fucking, there's a drought and they're going to steal all their water and ship it over to Canada and all those old Canadian people are going to have all this water and people in Australia are going to die. And immediately I'm like, God, that sounds so expensive. Why would they ship all that water from Australia over to Canada? And then you find out that's not at all what's happening. They actually bought a shit ton of farmland in Australia and they plan on using the water on the farmland in Australia, which I presume is going to be paying a ton of Australian workers, because I don't imagine they're just shipping over people from Canada to work in the Australian almond fields.
Yeah.
The other thing that I find, like, the other question that immediately pops in is, God, I mean, if you have a basin of water, you know, and they're, one of the things is like, oh, we're not going to, they're predicting that they're not going to get rainfall for another 6 months. I think this gets into that topic that we as free marketeers love, because it's so maligned, and that is price gouging. The fact of the matter is that if people need water bad enough, I'm pretty sure the value to sell to humans is eventually going to reach a level where it's more profitable to feed the fucking people and sell it to them than to worry about the almonds for, you know, a year.
Yeah, the bottle of water is going to be a little more expensive than your almonds, a little more valuable.
You know, yeah.
You need that water to drink. I can find another nut to chew on. Don't need almonds.
You know, and if it's not regulated by prices, it's just all going to go away almost immediately. Because that's, oh wait, how these things happen. So it was just, I mean, for me, it struck me like, because immediately like, oh my God, that's disgusting when I read the headline.
Well, I think it's a curious thing, I think, this idea of, like, you know, the selling of water. When you build a basin, when you build a dam, you know, you're kind of stopping the flow of the water, and, you know, what are you actually doing to the flow downstream? And now who owns it? And in most cases, it's the state, you know, it's the state of Australia that owns this water. It's not the actual people that are living there that are sort of allowed to use this water. And so it's, you know, it's one of those problems that comes from, you know, I think it not being privately owned necessarily, you know, and how it digs in, because it's you know, if this water was not sold, if it was just kind of sitting around and being priced out as the local public used it, you know, would you have more water to maybe put some of these fires out in the beginning, or to keep them maybe not out, but directed or a little bit more controlled or something? I mean, I have no idea what the water situation looks like over there in terms of where things are, but I don't know. And I just have a hard time wrapping my head around, like, buying the rights to a river. I'm just not entirely sure how the states that do that, like out in California and Nestle and stuff like that, how that.
Well, you see, that's where you're
the logistics of it.
You're thinking about this too small. The fact of the matter is, well, they got it through, what do you call it, eminent domain initially in most cases.
Right. And that's where it all goes back to, right? And that's why it doesn't make sense. That's why it's just like, you know, it's stolen in the very beginning, and then you're going to go ahead and sell it.
And, you know, it was to be 100% clear, like, folks, like, we're not here shilling for big business. Like, there's an oligarchy and the whole thing operates through government. That's the issue. I don't know how, I can't speak for you, but I will say I'm not a huge fan of big business, because I don't think big business could possibly exist in a situation without government protecting it. That's how you get to be a big business, because you could never fight your way to being that large through the competition and through the people that are going to try and cut you down.
Yeah, I think it, you know, it sucks. I think at some point when you start getting big enough, it's easy to outprice the little guy. you know?
You can absorb costs in a lot of ways that other people can't.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to make like 100 shoes, like I can buy that much material, and it's probably cheaper because I'm buying it on bulk than if I'm going to make 2 shoes, and you know, the price per shoe is going to be less. So I think, you know, you kind of have to deal with that a little bit, but at the same time, you know, there's protection all over that. And I think there is some, a decent amount of the population that's like willing to pay a little bit extra for something that might be nicer, something that might be more local, something they might be able to trade for, you know, to get that way, as opposed to going to your Walmart or your Amazon or wherever the heck it is you're going to get your, you know, dirt cheap products.
Yeah, without question. I mean, and that's the thing, like we get spoiled here in the U.S. because we do live in a very wealthy economy, or at least one that is masquerading as a wealthy economy currently, thanks to Federal Reserve money pumped in there. But the fact of the matter is we get to make that choice because we have the wealth to do it. Forcing other places and people to make that choice, however, is kind of it's a premium I don't expect them to pay. Like, I don't want to make life in China or Africa or India or any of those other up-and-coming nations any harder than it needs to be.
That's so un-American, Nikki.
What can I say? I'm a globalist. I care about all the people of the world.
I know. You try to explain that to people, right? And you met with drop jaws and total disbelief. I just don't understand it.
Well, it's because, you know, as a capitalist, capitalism is what's destroying the world. It's not like it hasn't pulled 95% of it out of dirt poverty since it's happened.
Numbers.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Like Agenda 230. In 2030, whatever. That's a number.
Man.
The number trying to sink the entire planet into poverty.
Will it last that long? Will it take that long?
I mean, I don't know. You know, the fact of the matter is I think if you talk to Ron Paul or a lot of other people, they would have said there's no way that this bubble can last as long as it has. So I don't know, man. I think there probably is some truth to it.
Yeah, it's a scary bubble because it is. It's like, where's the end? It's coming. No, it's coming. I feel like the longer it lasts, the harder it falls, you know?
Well, that's the idea. That's Peter Schiff's thing. Anyways, that was a kind of a quick little potpourri episode getting into some things that we noticed about the Australia thing that's not getting talked about, at least not here in the States. And I thought it was worth having a small discussion on. Anything else you can think of while we're here?
I don't know. I think it's... Yeah, you know, it is. It's interesting that some of these fires were actually started by people, and you got to wonder if there's some climate nuts out there that started it, and you know, it kind of got out of hand. It was just supposed to be. I don't know.
If people check our show notes, I did actually put the links in the show notes to that article, even though we didn't talk about it. But yeah, you have to ask the question: What is that about? Why are people starting fires? Like, and while you say you're using that, 24 number, 28 number?
That was the top of it, yeah.
A hell of a lot more than that were arrested. But yeah. It's the kind of thing where, they're arrested for like a stupid crime, like littering or something, and that's what caused it. They're saying, you know, they threw a cigarette butt or some shit.
Yeah, 47 accused of discarding a lit cigarette or match.
Yeah.
How do you pin that down onto someone? I don't know.
Well, you got to remember, I'm assuming Australia is more like England, where there isn't a square inch of the country.
CCTV everywhere.
Yes, there's nothing that's not under you know, watch.
Yeah.
So, you know, what was like, I was looking at a number that was like over 200 people had been arrested, you know, but the 28 of them looked like it was actually an arson kind of situation is what it was, which is just fucking bananas. I mean, but then again, you have to ask, you know, why can somebody do that? But then you'd have to ask, why can somebody fucking carry a gun into a church or a school and kill a bunch of people? You know, while people don't want to focus on it, there is something wrong in the state of Denmark, if you know what we're saying.
Yeah.
You know, something has fundamentally changed with people, and I couldn't tell you what it is, but I think that I'm not going to give up my potential for safety for somebody else's issue, so... All right, folks, that was a little bit on Australia. Let's I'd love to hear what people think about how we're doing the show, things they'd like to hear more about. So please get a hold of us if you like what we're doing, or if you think we're just total fuck-ups and we're doing this terrible, please let us know. I'm a big boy. I can take it. I got my ass reamed about my podcast. I asked a friend for some advice on, you know, bringing up the production value of my show, And he just fucking kept going on and on about how terrible my mix and edits were, and it's just all my podcasts are unlistenable. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude! Like, I mean, I made some changes, adjusted some things. You know, I personally kind of liked the way they sounded better because I listen on my phone in the vehicle a lot, so I hate quiet podcasts. So I overcompress the shit out of podcasts generally.
That doesn't mean anything to me. No idea what that means. Just run it through some filters and there it is. I'm sorry if it sucks. All right. Well,
yeah. So folks, stop over at freemarketsgreenearth.com. Send us some email. Let us know what you think. Hopefully you keep enjoying listening. We do have some people that listen pretty regularly. I'm ecstatic that, you know, we don't have 5 listeners. We actually do have a couple. So I would love it, though, if you would go and tell your friends and we'd have a couple more. But that's just because I'm greedy like that.
You gotta steal those little ears. Make use of them.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't want to listen to environment and money talk? Like, seriously, we're libertarians. That should be like all kinds of shit we're into.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
All right, folks. You have yourself a good one. Take it easy, Ben.
All right, later.